We are in Zivot Shalom on Sukkot. We are on Ma'amar Shlishi, page Reish, Havieni Hamelech Chadarav. Before starting, I want to very, very much thank this week's sponsor, who's sponsoring the shir, just Akar Satov for the shir. And I want to say thank you to that person, Akar Satov to that person, and Akar Satov to all of you for joining the shir and for making it happen, and for all of you who have sponsored, and particularly this week's anonymous sponsor. Let's jump in. Ma'amar Shlishi, Havieni Hamelech Chadarav. Meaning that the king should bring me into his innermost chambers. Kol ha-mekayim mitzvat sukkah k'ilu na'aseh shoteif la'kadosh baruch hu b'maaseh bereishit. It says, assuming in the Midrash, that anybody who's mekayim, the Beheritiv says this, I assume he's got to be quoting something, but anybody who does the mitzvah of sukkah, it's as if they're a shutaf, they're a partner with a kadosh baruch hu in ma'aseh bereishit. They're a partner with a kadosh baruch hu in the creation of the world. V'adrim tshrichim be'or. We have to understand what this means. This needs explanation. Ma mashma'ut ha'inyan shena'aseh shoteif lema'aseh v'reishit. What does it mean that we're becoming a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the creation of the world itself? U'vameh mitbatat shutafut zo ve'eich al yidei mitzvah kalazo. What is the content? What is the meaning of this partnership? And how does it happen through this mitzvah, a relatively easy mitzvah? There may be that sukkah at times might seem difficult to us, but as he brings down to the Gemara itself, refers to the mitzvah of sukkah as an easier mitzvah. Zochin la'agil l'shutafut im HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'maaseh b'reishit. How is it that through getting involved in this mitzvah, we become partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in maaseh b'reishit? Vine muskar inyan ze bechazal lagebe Shabbat. It also says this concept with regards to Shabbos. Kol haomer vayichulu ki'ilu na'aseh shutaf la'akadosh baruch hu b'maaseh bereishit. That anybody who says vayichulu on Shabbos, it's as if they're a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the creation of the world itself. Ki bazet tzarich liyashev kol hakushiyot nizkal ayel. We need to understand, we need to explain all of the questions, Odish lavim, we also have to understand. Maha miyuchad bevet mitzvot elu, shenasim al yadam shutafim lakadosh baruch hu. What's unique about these two mitzvot? The mitzvot of sukkah and the mitzvot of Shabbat, that these make us partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uma kesher ben Shabbat l'sukkah, meaning if both of these mitzvot make us partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Bereishit, so then what binds these two mitzvot together? What's the underlying unifying factor? What's the common denominator between sukkah and Shabbat that both of us make us partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Maaseh Bereishit? Kimiraz pasuk, as the pasuk itself hints to, beautifully, b'sukot teishvu shivat yamin, you shall sit in Sukkot for 7 days. The words b'sukot teishvu shivat are roshei tevot Shabbat. So how do these two things both hint to our connection with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Sorry, that was bothering me. Sorry about the glare. This sun here is very strong today. How do these two mitzvot specifically make us partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's unique about them that make us partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he says, next paragraph. V'yesh la'avin, dne'ita b'torat avot, it says in the Sefer Torah Avos and others, a Sefer of Chassidus from Slonim, b'shem Maran, asaba kadosh mislonim, zirotoy gen aleinu b've'or ha'chiluk bein Shabbat li'yom tov. So the Slonimer makes a distinction between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Mashal levein ha'melech, shenitrachik me'al p'nei aviv ha'melech. Gives a mashal to a prince who feels distant from, who's distanced from his father the king. Ela shakavalo ha'melech itim yiduim bahem yitra'emo. There are times, there are specific times where the king makes sure to make time for his son the prince to be seen before him. Yesh ha'melech me'vioto elav leveito. There are times where the king brings the prince to his house. V'yesh ha'melech yored uva levaker et beno bimkomo ba'asher hu nimsa. And there are times where the king mamish goes out into his kingdom to visit his son, the prince, where he lives. Right, two different realities. But time is at the side. Times for his son to be able to come and be in the presence of his father, the king. And times where the king himself goes to meet and be with his son where he is. V'al derech zeh. B'Shabbos Kodesh, who bechinat shakarish baruch hu ma'ale ish yehudi elav leheichalo kulo amer kavod. Shabbos Kodesh is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and takes us and brings us to his heichal, brings us to him. He brings us to his house, so to speak. Uviyom tov, hu bilchinat shakarash baruch hu yored al yuhu ayudi basher hu. And there's the concept of Yom Tov, which is an aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming down to the Jew and being with the Jew where the Jew is. Vish lo sif baze, we have to add to this. Al pima shebe'arnu kvar d'shabes kodesh bechinat nisuim bin kutshabrichu v'yisrael. We have to add on to this that which he said previously, that Shabbos Kodesh is this aspect of the nisuim, of the marriage between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. K'mo dichtiv, as it says, b'ni uvein b'nei Yisrael oti olam, that between myself and Klal Yisrael, this is an eternal sign of the connection between myself and Klal Yisrael. Ukmamar Chazal, as Chazal say, Knesset Yisrael ye ben zugecha, that Klal Yisrael is the ben zug of Shabbat. Right, we said this before, that Sunday is Monday, Tuesday as Wednesday, Thursday as Friday, and Shabbat is no benzug, Shabbat is no partner. What Shabbos is partner? Klal Yisrael is the partner of Shabbat. That's the connectivity between Klal Yisrael and Shabbat. Shabbos Kodesh hu bichinat benzug. That there's a reality of connection, of chuppah, of marriage that comes about on Shabbos, of connecting us to Shabbat, and mele connecting us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Abu Raham brings out that there's three times in Shabbos Kodesh. Bilel Shabbos Kodesh, Omrim Betfila, Ataki Dashta, Ki Azu Bilchinat Kiddushin, that on Friday night in Shemona Esrei, it's very interesting, only on Shabbat we have three different Shemona Esreis. Every single day of the week, the Shemona Esreis are the same. Every Yom Tov, the Shemona Esreis are the same. Musaf's different, but the Shemona Esreis are the same. On Shabbos, Friday night, Shemona Esrei, Shabbos Day, Shemona Esrei, and Musaf, but again, Musaf's always different. And Mincha, all of the Shemona Esreis are different. There's a lot to bring out in that. The fact that some as opposed to the other days of the year, that the other days of the year, they're unique. The Yom Tov is unique. And there's a uniqueness thing about the Shemona Esrei. And that the weekdays have the unique aspect of being weekdays. That by Shabbos, it's not just unique in that it's Shabbos. There's a movement, there's an evolution that goes across the entirety of Shabbos itself. The Be'er Mayim Chaim, the Hasidic Rebbe, the Be'er Mayim Chaim, he has a whole sefer called Siduro Shel Shabbat. It's not about the Siddur. It has nothing to do with the Siddur. It's called Siduro Shel Shabbat, where basically it goes through the Seder. It goes through the order, the development, the evolution of Shabbos. It goes through a lot of other things about Shabbos also. It's a long, it's a beautiful sefer. But he goes through that Shabbos itself, how it moves from Friday night to Shabbos morning, to Shabbos midday, to the greatest of Seudah Shlishit. How is it moving along? So he's talking about here this evolution in the development of Shabbos through the Tefillin and the Shemona Esrei. The Avudram is a pirush on the Siddur. Yes, Paris on the Shidur. So he says the three times in Shabbos Kodesh, that on Friday night we say in the Tefillah, Ataki Dashta, that you made Shabbos Kodesh, you made Shabbos holy. Azhu b'chinat kiddushin, so kiddashta, milashon kiddushin, that Friday night's the kiddushin, is the connection and the beginning of the marriage on a level of kiddushin. Uveyom Shabbos Kodesh halashon yismach Moshev ma'anat chalko. And when we get to Shabbos day, we say that Moshe was overjoyed with the portion that he was given. Ki azhu b'chinat shel ha'am, Hamtanut vasavlanut shachatan sholech lechala. Hamtanut vasavlanut shachatan sholech lechala. That's already the level of when they're waiting for the wedding and the gifts that he's sending to the kala to be. They've already done the engagement, so to speak. And now they're waiting for the wedding, and now he's giving the gifts to the kala as they're getting ready for the wedding. Well, the eta mincham, we get to mincha again, the highest of the high. The shalosh seudot. Omrim ata echad shuzmana yichud. We talk about ata echad v'shimcha echad umika amcha Yisrael goecha v'eretz. We're talking about the unity, the oneness that's coming out. That's already the unity that's coming together. V'hainu shebeshabes kodesh yishpa kol chalkei anisuim. That's when already the chasen and the kala are coming together. They're united. They're becoming one. The whole process of Shabbos is the continuous coming closer and coming closer and coming closer, and the union between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu that's coming out through every Shabbos kodesh. Again, it's an incredible thing to link into. The fact that you have a day, not just that it's unique of all other days, not just that it's the holiest day of all days, but that there's something unique in Shabbos, that we mamish are continuing to develop a dynamic relationship over the course of Shabbos Kodesh itself. It's something to link into. To link into what's the unique this Friday night of Sukkot, this Friday night, to link into what is being brought out in the Shemona Esrei Friday night, what's being brought out in the Shemona Esrei of Shabbos morning, what's being brought out in the Shemona Esrei of Mincha. What does it mean? What's the uniqueness of Sudas Lel Shabbos? What am I bringing out as the beginning of Shabbos in the nighttime with the Shabbos candles glistening? What am I bringing out in the uniqueness of Shabbos Kodesh on Friday night? As they glisten mamish again in the Sukkah this year. What's coming out the next day in Shabbos Kodesh in the daytime, in the clarity of the daytime, when I'm already now in Shabbos and in the Shabbos meal in the daytime? And what am I bringing out, Bezrat Hashem, to everybody to get into? And this time, it's the last part of the year where it's easier to get into. It gets harder when we switch the clocks and Shalosh Shittos is at like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, right? It has the same feel, with the link into the same feel, but it's easier this time of year to feel it. When it's at dinner time, when we've had a day in front of us, we got in a good Shabbos meal, we got in a good Shabbos nap, we got in a good Shabbos mincha, and now we're coming to Shalosh Shittos to get into Shalosh Shittos. Shalosh Shittos is the lost meal of Shabbos. It's very sad because it's the highest meal. Shalosh Shittos is the lost meal of Shabbos. What does it mean to get into the height of everything that we've built to over the course of Shabbos Kodesh, the apex of Shabbos, as we're sitting there, singing perhaps a little bit deeper songs, saying a little bit deeper Torah, feeling Shabbos? It was Dafka this past Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah was officially the first Shabbos, but it was Rosh Hashanah itself. So I felt that a little bit this past Shabbos, it was mamish, the second Shabbos of the year, but the first Shabbos of the year without Rosh Hashanah being a part of it. And I was sitting there, because this time it depends on everybody in their own situation. So now is the complicated time where Shalosh Shittos genuinely overlaps with dinner. So it's kids' dinner and Shalosh Shittos. There's a few months of the year where it's really just, we do kids' dinner, put the kids to sleep, and then you got a separate Shalosh Shittos. That's already a whole different madriga. But having to navigate the kids' bedtime and dinner and all this stuff. So the timing got thrown off, which is fine, it happens, families. So the timing got thrown off, and I was sitting there and I hadn't gotten a chance to sing yet, and I sang Mizmor LeDavid, and I looked and I saw that it was like a minute to go till I had a bench and run to Maariv. And I was like, where am I running to? It's Erev Yom Kippur of any Shabbos of the year. It's the second, first Shabbos of the year. It's the first Shabbos alone of the year. Tomorrow's Erev Yom Kippur, right? Even though they canceled Ben Azmanim this year in Eretz Yisrael because the kids can't go anywhere anyway, so they're all just working straight through. Fine, so they canceled Ben Azmanim this year. There's no break. The break is Erev Yom Kippur. That's the only day off. It's a day on. It's a day on to get into Yom Tov. But I'm not going in. I'm not teaching. There's nothing going on. Where am I running to? There's another Maariv 25 minutes later. Where's there to go? And to say, I didn't get into Shalosh Shittos yet. So to stop. And to say another two times Mizmor LeDavid, and to sing Yedid Nefesh, and to pick a niggun that I haven't sang in a while, and to sing the niggun a little bit, and to be present. Where are we going? And the beauty of Shalosh Shittos is that Shalosh Shittos has the koach to mamish be mamshich Shabbos. You can extend Shabbos with Shalosh Shittos. Shabbos doesn't have to end. Shabbos keeps going with Shalosh Shittos. How are we doing that? How are we bring Shalosh Shittos back? To say our motzi, to eat, to have a seuda, to say again, to say different Torah, to sing a little bit in a way we didn't sing before, to bring it out. But each part of Shabbos is unique. It's totally unique to Shabbos. That we have nothing like this by the other days. The Shemona Esrei are the same. And again, the day is unique, but the Shemona Esrei are the same. There's not necessarily a different inyan in the meals. By Shabbos, the whole thing's different. To feel the movement of Shabbos, to read a little bit, to see the Rosh Al Shabbat, if you can get your hands on it, you can. Here in Israel, you may not be able to right now because there's a seger, whatever that means. I'm still not sure. Now there's the government. There's supposedly a seger. We're not totally sure what it went into effect on Friday. The only thing they didn't give us was what it actually means and what the rules are. Other than that, it's totally in effect. No one knows what's going on. But for those in the Kutzla Arts, you can get the safer. You can get it delivered. I'm sure on Amazon even. Get the safer to come to you and read the Rosh Shabbat a little bit. Get into what Shabbos is. Feel the movement of Shabbos. It's a very, very big thing. That which says in the Sifrei, Uviyom Simchatchem Elu HaShabbatot. When it says Yom Simchatchem, the days of your joy, this means Shabbos. Shemakshim Bazeh Hare Ein B'Shabbat Mitzvat Simchat Mo B'Yom Tov. Why does it say in the Sifrei? Why does it say in the Midrash that Yom Simchatchem is a reference to Shabbos? There's no mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos. There's a lot of discussion in the Tefillah. Going back to the Tefillah, there's a lot of discussion of Ahava. But there's not really a discussion of simcha. It's an interesting chiluk that there's simcha by Yom Tov and ahava by Shabbos uniquely. Yes, there's also simcha on Shabbos, also ahava on Yom Tov. But that in terms of what it's bringing out, that Shabbos is bringing out ahava, and that Yom Tov is bringing out simcha. But there's no aspect of simcha inherently by Shabbos. It's a day of ahava. And so what does it mean that Yom Simchatchem is nitzvah Shabbos? He says in the top of the next column, Achena kavana bazesh Shabbos Kodesh hi bevekinat nisuin. Because Shabbos Kodesh is all about the nisuin. It's all about the engagement, getting into the marriage. V'ze etzem ha-metziut shel hayom shehu yom simcha. And that's the essence of the day that it's bringing out simcha. It's bringing out joy. Kemo dichtiv, tse'ena urena benot tzion, v'yom chanut tchatzunato, v'yom simchat libo. Go out and see daughters of Zion, the day of the wedding and the day of the joy of their heart. The ein zet taloim yudi sameach imav. Doesn't matter if you're joyous or not. Ki etzem ayom hu yom chatunato. It's the day of the wedding. Again, we're connecting to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're going through on Friday night the engagement. On Shabbos day, experiencing the engagement. On and on Shalosh Shittos, experiencing the yichud, the one coming together in the oneness. And so it's automatically a day of joy also. The joy of the marriage is coming together on Shabbos Kodesh, of us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it means that on Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing us into His house. He's bringing us into His house. He's the chasan, we're the kala. We're the kala. And we're going, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being machnisas into His home. To join us with Him, in unity with Him, in oneness with Him. We come to a fulfillment of that union with Him over the course of Shabbat. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu bringing us into His house. Shuinyan hava'ala veito. That again, just like the chasen is required to bring the kala into His house, and that's what, and there, in that space, their union and becoming one is what solidifies the marriage. So too, we come and we become one with the Kadosh Baruch Hu again to think about that, as he pointed out, that's what happens at Seudah Shlishit. That's the final, the apex of Shabbos. That's Seudah Shlishit. That's what it could be. That which is more kadosh from the other is more mechulal from the other, is not given as importance, is degraded from the other. We let Shalashidus just slip by, but we can't let it slip by. It's the highest of the high, it's the greatest of the great. We can't let it slip by. That's we mamish come together, that's the union, that's Haveinu Melech Adarav, that's Kamish coming together. That's Hava'al Veito, he's bringing us together in his house. That is Seudah Shlishit, and that's again the whole process of Shabbat, which automatically has simcha, because we're getting married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, so too, this is what Sukkot is all about. We're coming up to Sukkot. This is a few days away. This is what Sukkot is all about. I hope all of you went out today. We built our sukkah. I went out with Aaron Yosef and we built the sukkah together. I went and I got my lulav and my etrog checked. Baruch Hashem, they're kosher. The rabbi said, where'd you get this from? Which either was good or bad. I still wasn't totally sure. Was it like, where'd you get this from? Like, what's wrong with you? Or where'd you get this from? This is really nice. I hope it's a really nice one. I thought of getting it from you, Tzipi. I did not want to get from you. From your tzedakah fund. But last week, with the oncoming Seger, that I was in yeshiva and they were selling in yeshiva, I was like, I don't even know if tomorrow I can leave my house. So if there's a lulav and etrog in front of me right now, I just need to buy it right now. And I sat there and I just took from what there was. I know, but who knows with these Segers what's going to be allowed and not allowed. I know, but who knows what these segments are going to be like. But know that I thought of it, and I was like, no. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting me in front of a lulav and etrog stand, a whole little situation, I was like, it's got to happen now. Sometimes you got to be like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I think you're sending me a sign, just do it. Baruch Hashem, I didn't need to. Next year, you remind me next year. But I thought of it, and I was like, no, I got to play it safe. So we're getting into Sukkot. I got a lulav and etrog checked. We built the sukkah today, Bezrat Hashem. Getting into Sukkot, these are the days to get into Sukkot. So what is Sukkot all about? This is what Sukkot is all about also. It's also about bringing me to the bayit, bringing me into the house. As it says, that the sukkah itself is mamish like a chuppah. To think about that when we walk into the sukkah. The sukkah itself is mamish like a chuppah. Like it says, that again, the king should bring me into his inner chambers. And there I'm going to experience joy. And that's why sukkah is also called Zman Simchatenu. It's not also called. It is Man Simchatenu. Shabbos is this time of Ava, which also is an element of Simcha. Pesach is Man Cheruteinu. Shavuos is Man Matan Torateinu. But the only Chag, which the name of the Chag is Simcha, Zman Simchatenu. That Sukkot, the deepest joy that there is, the joy of the wedding day, the joy of coming together, the joy of becoming one. 1 + 1 = 1 in the math of Judaism. Right, that we come together with our other and we become one together. That happens on the wedding day. Shatua Mutzlachat by all of you who aren't there yet, and the Zrak Shem by all of us to mamish live up to it already in there. That to come into that moment, to get into that moment, to get into that reality. So we go into the chuppah, we're going into the sukkah, we're going into the chuppah with the Kadosh Baruch. And it's mentioned in the Kavanot with regards to the Yamim Noraim, to the days that we just came to, the days of awe. These are all preparations. Rosh Hashanah was just a hachana. You thought it was the biggest day? It was just preparation. You thought Yom Kippur was the biggest day and you davened your heart out? We're just getting ready. We're getting ready for the big day, which is Sukkot. It was all preparation for the wedding, which is Sukkot. This is the Nisuin, this is the marriage. We're coming into the house with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Uvashmini atzeret hu b'chinat hayichud. And it's coming together with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And again, just like all things in Judaism, it's all building up. Everything in Judaism where there's a process, it's always building up. And so Sukkot is building up to Hoshana Rabbah. And Hoshana Rabbah is building up to Shmini Atzeret. It's all building up. That we're building up to the Yichud. We'll talk about that another time. And we'll put it on the other WhatsApp chat, the shiur that focuses on this. That to build to Shmini Atzeret, to Shmini Atzeret Simchas Torah, where Ramam is just at one with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Then there's no more Sukkah, no more Lulav and Etrog, no more anything, just singing and dancing, surrounding the Torah, surrounding Ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? All what we have, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. That we sing and dance, no mitzvot, nothing to do, just to sing and dance, B'Simcha with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's already just totally at one with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but we get there through Sukkot. We get there through the Nisuin of Sukkot. We get there through the marriage of Sukkot. And this year it doesn't matter. This year it doesn't matter whether you're sitting in a sukkah with your family Bezrat Hashem and you feel the unity of your family, whether you're sitting there and you're sitting in a huge sukkah and there's you're socially distanced from everyone. It's fine. You don't want to sit next to anybody on sukkahs. You don't want anybody getting. You're sitting next to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the sukkahs. You don't want anybody under the chuppah with you. It's super weird. Don't do that. That's super weird. Just you and your chassan, you and your kala, that's it. That's all you want under the chuppah with you. So there, each one of us, if there's... And lo aleinu, if somebody's in bidud, we had half of Tiferet ended up in bidud. One of the calves ended up in bidud for Yom Kippur. It was very, very hard on them. They ended up in bidud for Yom Kippur. And we talked about it there also, the same idea. Again, we have to find the tov. We have no choice but to find the tov in this situation. Right? No matter what your situation is, this Sukkot. And it doesn't matter whether you're somebody who is with family, whether you're somebody who's in a place where it's mutzah to be socially distanced with other people, and it's safe to do so in your estimation, or whether you're somebody that's by yourself, right? And there's going to be so many people by themselves in their sukkah this year, right? There's going to be so many people. I have a family member, one of my grandparents, she's by herself. It's not safe for her to be around other people, and she's by herself, I think for Rosh Hashanah, for Yom Kippur, right? She was by herself. And what do you do? These girls who are sitting in bidud, what do you do? Sukkis, what if you're in bidud? What do? The answer is, again, it's a reframing. This whole period, it seems to me very clear that an aspect, another reason, we don't know the reasons for these things, but an aspect of what we're supposed to be taking out of this period of history is to reconnect with connecting, is to reconnect with connecting by ourselves, to reconnecting with ourselves, and to reconnecting with the fact that we're always with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that when I walk into the sukkah, whether there's somebody there or nobody there, when I walk into the sukkah, I'm walking under the chuppah. There's no normal chassan or kala is paying attention to anybody else when they're in their chuppah other than the chassan or the kala. No normal chassan or kala. When we walk into the sukkah this year, Bezrat Hashem with people, both for our sanity, Bezrat Hashem, this whole thing should go away by then. There's still a few days left. It could go away by then. Kadosh Baruch Hu can't do anything. Bezrat Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us. But that way, if we go into the sukkah, it doesn't matter what the circumstances are this year. Why are you focusing on anybody else? I'm walking under the chuppah with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The schach is spread out over me. And the walls of the chuppah are around me. And I'm walking into yichud with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's it. That's what I need to focus on. That's what I need to focus on. You're by yourself and you feel like, okay, where are the people who are facilitating the wedding? Who's the Masada Kiddushin? Who's the Aiden? Who are my best men and my bridesmaids? Oh, we're all the Ushpizin. You have the Ushpizin. You're good. Don't worry. Avram is presiding over your chuppah this year. You're totally fine. And they can't be related. Fine. So then Moshe and David. So they're gonna be your Aiden Kiddushin and sign your ketubah. And Yitzchak and Yaakov came to join the party, and they're standing there with you to take care of you. And don't worry, if they're there, it also means that Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah, they're all there hanging out there too. Don't worry, we're an equal opportunity employer here by the sukkah. It's all good. Everybody's there. You have a whole party with you. Everybody's taking care of you. Who wants a Masada? Who doesn't want? Avram is their Masada Kiddushin. Who doesn't? If you want, contact me privately. I'd love to hear your answer to that question. Who doesn't want David HaMelech to be the aide? Who doesn't? You don't trust him? He's possible aides. Don't worry. He's fine. He's kosher. Even today, where nobody's good enough for aides, he's good enough for aides as David HaMelech. This is what we're talking about. To get into sukkah, to get into sukkahs, to get into the chuppah. This year of all years, we have to. Everything else, when all of the other things are taken away. But every year I'm so focused on making such beautiful food for the guests. And I'm so focused on making the sukkah. What are they going to think of my sukkah and my decorations? And can I expand it? How big I fit? There's nothing to think about this year. Just go in. Just think about the sukkah. Just think about the schach. Just think about emunah. Just think about nisuin. Just think about the ushpizin. That's it. That's everything. That's everything. Anybody who's thinking about anybody else on the wedding day, there's something wrong with them. This is what it's about. This is what it's about. He continues on and says, V'chein matzinu b'seder ha-mo'adot. She'ayom tov harishon u'chag ha-pesach. We see in terms of the way the cycle of the mo'adim, the cycle of the holidays of the year, that the first one is Chag HaPesach. The first holiday is Pesach. V'acharka Chag HaShavuot. And then Shavuos. V'ayom tov ha'acharon u'chag ha-sukot. The third and final holiday is Sukkos. Dahainu shua kedusha gdola biyoter. It's the height of it. Again, any process is always building. We always are ma'ale b'kedusha in Judaism. We're always going up. Pesach is me'ayin bata. Where do we come from? The birth of a nation. Shavuos is when we become a people by accepting the Torah that gives us our identity. And Sukkot is all about the end of days. It's laced with the end of days. It's all about the end of the end point, the goal where we're headed. Olam haba, yikru v'kadosh baruch hu. You look in the deeper storm, you look more in the Nesivos Shalom. It's all over the place. You look in the Haftarot, it's all about that. Tov Shalom. It's all about that. That's what it's all about. To think about that, to get into that, we've been building towards Sukkos. We've been building towards Sukkos. I was just quoting him. He must have told this to me before. Ki ma'alin b'kedusha, because we're always going up in kedusha, so it has to be so. Whenever there's a process, we're always going up. V'umishum sha'kedusha gdola biyoter, ki avi'eni ha'melech chadarav, because the greatest kedusha that there is coming together. The greatest kedusha is when a husband and wife become one. The greatest kedusha is when we and HaKadosh Baruch Hu become one. There's no greater kedusha than that. And it took us going through Pesach, where we decided, okay, I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one. And Shavuos, where we go and we commit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we become one. We go into the house together. We, with our own two hands, build that house. And we walk into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's inner chambers. We walk into the Sukkah. We don't have to imagine it. We walk into the Sukkah, we walk into the inner chambers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Nisuim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Yisrael. That's we become one. That's the hint when it says b'sukkot tishvu shivat yamim, that it's roshei tivot Shabbat. Ki chaga sukkot b'mechinat Shabbat, because the two things are coming together in the same aspect, that it's all us coming together with one with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos, we become one with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Sukkos, we become one with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're both an aspect of the wedding day and becoming one with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's an incredible, just to sit there and to think about, to come into the sukkah, to sit and to reflect, to look at the walls, to look at the schach, right? So much of what the schach is about, Zilda Memnuta, I photocopied like a whole bunch of the Nesivos Shalom today. One at Baruch Hashem, now they're teaching in full swing. I don't know what Shana Aleph, Shana Bet, Guy schools, I'm not sure who I'm teaching that piece to, the one on the fact that Sukkos is the shade of Emunah. But it's all over the place. Read Sfarim, read in English, Hebrew, Hasidus, read about it, it gets into it. That Chag HaSukkot is all about Emunah. I mean, you come and you go into the Sukkah, right? We're so used to, like, we say, like, what do you need food to eat? A roof over your heads. That's when you just need a roof over your head. You look up in the sukkah, what's the roof over your head? It's a bunch of branches that are being held together by this thin nothing that a little wind can blow away. That's it? That's the roof over my head? The answer is yes, because the roof is meaningless. What's over my head? A Kadosh Baruch Hu's over my head. I'm walking to a Kadosh Baruch Hu's house. I'm walking into the shade of God. I'm walking into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house. I need a roof. I need a roof. I don't need a roof. I need a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I need a Kadosh Baruch Hu. When you come home and you say that I just need the comfort of home, I need the safety of home. B'shachat v'musacha, by those of you who haven't experienced it yet, and those of you who have, you know, that when times are tough, you mean the comfort of your home, you mean I need my spouse. I need to go to my wife. I need to go to my husband because you're married on the other side. I need to go to my husband, I need to go to my wife. I need to go in and I need to go in. And when I see the comfort of home, I need to go and I need that comfort. I need that. I don't care about the roof. I don't care about the walls. I don't feel safe anymore. I feel safe when I'm with the person that I love and care about, with the person that I'm one with. That's the only person who can really make me feel safe. Who can really make me feel like everything's going to be okay. That's, we're going into the sukkah. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. For all of us, married or unmarried, that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I walk into the sukkah. I look up. That roof's not saving me from anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm walking in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's putting his arms around me. This is the inner chambers. This is the Cheder Yichud. We haven't been able to touch. Not the first time she caught my eye. Not when we were dating each other and I fell in love with her. Not when we were engaged. Not leading up to the wedding. Now we get to the Yichud room. I walk into the sukkah. Now we can put our arms around each other. Now we can get close to where we were never close before. Now we can speak in a way of love that we were never able to speak before. Because before I imagined it, but now I have it. Now I have it in a different way. Now I'm living in that house. We're walking in to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's warm embrace in the sukkah. Somebody asked, so why do we have a ruk on our sukkah bichlal? We have to look up and see it. We have to look up and see it. Meaning, that's the reminder. I look up and I see the schach, and it reminds me. That's not what's covering me. Kilu, that's in and of itself what tips me off. And that's why the schach has to be at eye length. And there's more to the schach than that. But meaning, it's not just that I'm going out and I'm hanging out outdoors in the fresh air. I want a roof that's not a roof. A roof that's screaming out, this is not a roof. To remind me what's really looking over me, what's really watching over me. On a basic level. Next paragraph. Shkoach for asking the question, somebody. Keep them coming. Even privately, keep them coming. Thank you for making it interactive. Umiramaz, hainyan b'mamara katuv, it's into in the pasuk. Lo hibit avin b'yakov, lo ra'a ma b'Yisrael. It's into in the pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the mouth of Bil'am, says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't see any iniquity in Yaakov and doesn't see anything crooked in Klal Yisrael. He doesn't see any sin in them. Hashem Elokav Imo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with them. Utruat melech bo, and the trua of the king is with them. Loivit Avin v'Yaakov. He doesn't see any sin in Yaakov. Keneged Rosh Hashanah. That's Rosh Hashanah. There's no sin in Yaakov. She'ein mazkirin bo klal inyanei hachataim. That on Rosh Hashanah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not remembering any of our chataim. V'loram ra'am al b'Yisrael. He doesn't see anything crooked, anything wrong in Klal Yisrael. Zeyum haKippurim. Asher bo Yisrael nidmin l'malachim. There's nothing wrong with us. We're perfect. We're like malachim on Yom Kippur. Dressed in white, not eating, not drinking, feet together, davening all day like the malachim. He doesn't see any iniquity in Klal Yisrael. Loi bitavim Yaakov Rosh Hashanah. Lora Amal b'Yisrael Etzim Kippur. Asher bo Yisrael nidbim alchem. Hashem Elokav. What does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu's with us? Zechag HaSukkot. The end of the pasuk is Sukkot. Shu b'vchinat havi'eni HaMelech HaDarav. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing us into the inner chambers. V'inyan hava'al v'eto. Bringing us into the innermost chambers of His house. V'zech shekatuv Hashem Elokav imo. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's with us. B'vchinat kubav v'nisuin. That His mom is getting married to us. He's one with us. Utrat melech bo. The trua, the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. And that's already Shmini Atzeret. That's the end of the process. Again, when everything falls away and I just exist with no, I don't even need, person who asked the question, I don't even need the sukkah. I don't even need the little, beyond that, that's already Shmini Atzeret. There I'm just singing and dancing around the Torah. That's all I have left. That's all I need. I'm done. I'm done with all the mitzvot. I'm done with all of the work. I'm done with all of the crutches to get me there. Now it's just me and HaKadosh Baruch. That's already Shmini Atzeret Simchas Torah. That's Hashem Elokav Imo Trat Melech Bo. Trat Melech Bo, that's Shmini Atzeret. She'azu b'chinat ha'yichud tachlit kol ha'imim atovim ha'elu. It's all leading up to that, just me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu one-on-one. But we get there through Sukkot. Sukkot is when I'm living, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings me into His house. I'm at one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His house. V'yal pizeh. Yesh l'va'er inyan kol ha'mekayim mitzvat sukkah k'ilu na'aseh shutaf l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'maseh bereshit. Through this we can understand what it means that anybody who keeps mitzvah tzukkah, they become a meshutaf, they become a partner with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in creation. And so to anyone who says vayichulu, who's mekadesh Shabbat, they are also a partner with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in Bereishis. She'omek ha'mashva'ut bazeh, the depth of this is, it's talking about not just a partnership, the partnership of marriage with chuppah nisuin. That with marriage then there's a real partnership, a oneness. Even through this
marriage is bringing a oneness, a total connection here through this oneness of the marriage. Top of the next page. Shabbat
and therefore Shabbos and Sukkah, which is an aspect of chuppah nisuin,
then we become one with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the greatest partner that there is. We become mamish one with the Kadosh Baruch Hu.
Those of us here who are married can feel it in a certain way because we understand it. But those of us here who are not yet married, to take in the fact, this is that experience. You're totally involved in this. This is for you.
This is the opportunity to go and say, okay, I haven't experienced it down on this world, but I'm not required to experience it down on this world to experience it on a higher realm. You've imagined, everybody here is not married yet, is female, so for sure all of you have imagined in great detail what exactly your chuppah looks like, what exactly it's going to look like, down to the last flower. I'm sure you've all imagined, you've all got an image in your head. When you walk into the chuppah, take that image and superimpose it on the sukkah. Walk into it with the same excitement, with the same dignity, with the same power. Superimpose that image and have a taste of walking into the chuppah. As you walk in to meet a Kadosh Baruch Hu, one-on-one connect with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Those of us who've been there know that whatever you imagine in your head, the day never actually matches it, because you've already built it up in such a way that it's totally unrealistic. So fine, if you're not there yet and the image hasn't been shattered by reality, so fine. So then enjoy living on a whole different plane and experience that. Nobody can take your imagination away from you. My Rebbe used to talk about that. He said, Rabbi, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you imagination for a reason. Imagine things. Imagine what they're like. Use your imagination and let that bring about the reality. So let's use our imagination. Superimpose it on the sukkah. Walk into that chuppah. If you want, deck out the chuppah. Deck out the sukkah like a chuppah. Just don't block the schach. Right? Deck out the sukkah like a chuppah if you want. But get into it. Get into it literally and get into it metaphorically. But it's for all of us to be able to embrace, to go into, and to experience, and to internalize. We're all connecting, we're all going into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's inner chambers. So, top of page Reish Aleph, in the four lines in the beginning of the next paragraph. Four lines in. Uvazeish Yish Vareish, Omram. This, now we can understand that which Chazal say in Masechet Avodah Zarah. La'atid lavo yavo mota olam. In the world to come, all of the nations of the world are going to come forth. V'yivakshu l'kayim et ha-mitzvot. And they're going to ask to keep the mitzvahs. V'akadosh Baruch Hu yomar lehem. And he's going to say, mitzvah kala yesh. This is what he hinted to before. Mitzvah kala yesh. They have an easy mitzvah to give you, he says to the non-Jews. V'sukah shma. It's called sukkah. It's an easy mitzvah called sukkah. You heard about that, what's it called? The festival of booths? I'll explain it to you now. You're going to do it, he says to the nations of the world. Go and do sukkah. Get into sukkah. Lechu v'asu ota. Go do it. Miyad kol echad ve'echad holich ve'oseh sukkah b'rosh kago. Everyone goes out to their roofs and they mamish. Every single non-Jew is going to go and build the sukkah. V'akadosh Baruch Hu makdir aleihem chama b'tkufat tamuz, v'chol echad v'echad mevait b'sukato v'yotzei. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes, and he makes it feel like Beit Shemesh today. He goes and the imamish brings the sun out in full force. He brings the sun out in full force. And all of the non-Jews sitting there in their roofs, in the sukkahs they just built, they kick the sukkah and they leave the sukkah. They don't want anything to do with it. Umakshinan b'gemara, the Gemara asks, Hare Yisrael nami mitzta'er, patur min ha-sukkah. There's a halacha by sukkah, that if you're mitzta'er, that if you're really uncomfortable in the sukkah, you're patur from sukkah. You don't have a mitzvah of sukkah. Now you can leave the sukkah, you're patur from sukkah. Umitartzinan, and the Gemara answers, Nihid vatur be'ute mi mavite. Madu yitein lahem davka mitzvah sukkah v'lo mitzvah tachet. That those who are patur, is one, I think, is who's disturbed by it, one who it bothers. I think that's what it means. We need to understand. When the non-Jews go, they want to keep mitzvot. There's a lot of mitzvahs out there. Sukkah is a seven-day mitzvah during the year that's unique to a particular chag. Why is he going to give the non-Jews the mitzvah of sukkah? Why specifically the mitzvah of sukkah? And not a different mitzvah. And what is it that this test is a test of rejecting me? Vabior, and explaining this is dehine zu tachlit kol atrava mitzvot. This is the goal of all of Torah and mitzvot. Shiyudi hiye davuk b'Hashem ad b'vchinat chupan v'nisuin. That a Jew should be davuk, should cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the level of chupan nisuin, to the level of mamish entering into a marriage with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the non-Jews come and ask for the mitzvot, for the yoke of the mitzvot, he gives them the mitzvah of sukkah. He gives them, you say, you want mitzvot? It's all or nothing, Judaism. Either you're all in or you're all out. You want mitzvot? Let's go. It's marriage time. Let's go. It's chuppah time. Don't tell me you want a mitzvah. Don't tell me you want to date me and see how it goes. Don't tell me you want a fling. Don't give me this garbage. Either you're in or you're out. Either you're in or you're out. You get into the sukkah with me. You ready to get into sukkah? Yeah, I didn't think so, he says to the Olot HaOlam. I didn't think you were. You wanted a mitzvah. It's not Judaism. Judaism, this is something which I'm not claiming this for any particular strain of Judaism. This was my experience. Judaism for me, this was like the eye-opener for me. When I went to Shana Aleph, one of the reasons I went to Shana Aleph a few years ago when I went to Shana Aleph, I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if was there a God, was there not a God? And that was very much where I was at. If there's a God, I want in, and if there's no God, I want out. I didn't like this opting in system that was my understanding of Judaism at the time. Kilo, I go through my life, and then Shabbos comes, and I go into, and I do Shabbos. Then I leave, and then I go out of Judaism, and Shabbos is over. Right? I go in, I'm gonna eat, I go in to say the bracha, and then I go out, I do my, meaning Kilo, you go in, you go out, you go out. There's no consistency there. And I came, and I remember just seeing, Baruch Hashem, in the yeshiva I went to, there's a beautiful Israeli kollel. Now these are guys, first of all, who are in general emistic Yidden, and these are guys who are all in. And to this day, they're all in. Amazing, amazing Ovdei Hashem. Beautiful Ovdei Hashem. And I remember that it dawned on me watching these guys. And these aren't your normal run-of-the-mill kol guys. They're very interesting, very miyuchad people. Very, very sweet, amazing Jews. But I looked at them, I was like, oh, it's not that Judaism's inconsistent. It's that I'm being inconsistent about a Judaism that demands consistency. And that's why it's not working. Right, it was a mind blown for me. It really totally rocked my world. And it didn't take long. I mean, I came in with the intent I wanted to know, I wanted to understand. I came in with an open mind. And I just looked around, it was before Sukkot. It took me just a few weeks. I was like, oh, that's it. Meaning Judaism is a religion, it's the only religion. Judaism is commitment. Judaism is commitment. Judaism isn't an opt-in system. It's a life of commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling the non-Jews. Don't ask me for a mitzvah. That's not how this works. Don't ask me for a mitzvah. Ask me how we're going to live a life together. That's what it's about. Don't give me a question, what do I need to do to keep you as my girlfriend? What I need to do is keep you as my boyfriend. That's irrelevant. That's uninteresting. Are we connecting forever or not? And if not, I don't want to build on that relationship because it's just building upon something that's not a commitment. It's an amazing thing. Somebody can correct me if my statistics are out of date. But that's an amazing thing from what I understand. Is that couples who go in the secular world and they go and live together, the percentage chance of the marriage succeeding is lower than those who don't. And it's an amazing reflection of the secular world. You could say, but we want to try living together. I want to see if it can work. That's not seeing if it can work. Because you're pretending that you're married, but you're missing the main part of marriage, the only part of marriage that counts. Committing to each other forever. Without that, the more the secular world tries to kid itself and pretend that it's getting into marriage, the more the illusion shatters when the marriage comes. For all the difficulties and the faults of an arranged shidduch system, and I didn't go through that system myself, I'm not claiming there is a lot of problems with it, fine. And it's not how our modern mind thinks, that's fine. The idea is you can pretend to date as long as you want, but until you get, are you committing to get married and figuring out or not? And that's what marriage is. Marriage is committing to each other, and no matter how difficult it gets, and most of the times are amazing, and there are times of challenge. Are we committing to make this work no matter what comes? That's the commitment of marriage. That's the commitment of Yahadut. That's what it means to be a Jew. There are times where it's hard. There are times where I'm angry. There are times where I don't understand. This isn't to do a mitzvah when you feel good. And chas v'shalom to do a mitzvah because it makes you feel good. That's not Judaism. That's self-service. That's avodah zarah of self-worship. What Judaism is saying, I'm married to you. I'm connected to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No matter what comes. So the sun gets hot. Okay, and? What, I'm going to leave you? I'm going to leave you in the sun? Either we both go inside or I'm staying here. I'm not leaving you behind. Where else am I going to go? Nothing else matters. I'm committed to you. We're one. That's it. The end. That's the commitment of the marriage of Judaism. On a literal level down here and with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Don't say I want a mitzvah. I want you. And the mitzvahs are how to create that kesher to connect with you. But it's a package deal.
When the sun comes out, they kick the sukkah and they walk out. I wanted a mitzvah. I wanted a way to connect to you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yeah, you wanted a way for you to connect to me, for you to feel good. I was never a part of that sentence. You never chopped Judaism. You never began to chop Judaism. Judaism is, I want your mitzvah to know what you want, to connect to you.
Just tell me what it is and I'll do it. And then because I want to understand you, because I love you and I want to understand you better, I'm already doing it. The understanding isn't going to make me do more mitzvot. Why the nishma? Why bother with the nishma? Just naseh. Just say naseh. Why is that a higher majority? Why nishma? What's someone have to understand at all? No. Naseh. I'm going to do it because we're one and I'm going to do everything for you. Why nishma?
Not because I want to understand. Because I want to understand you. Because I want to understand you. I've said this example 1,000 times. My wife doesn't like flowers Erev Shabbos. She doesn't like flowers Erev Shabbos. So I don't bring her flowers Erev Shabbos. If I wanted to do a mitzvah, I would bring flowers anyway. Because I want to do it for you. And it's about me, even though it's for you. And that's insanity. That's a broken marriage. That's not going to last long. When you're doing what you want for the other. She says, I don't want flowers. So I'm going to not get flowers for you. But then I want to know why. Why don't you like flowers? The answer is she doesn't like to put them in the water Erev Shabbos because there's already enough pressure. And when they start to mold 6 days later, she doesn't like to clean out a moldy vase. She doesn't like to clean those things out. So maybe if I'm better, I would get it and do it myself, but I'm also rushing Erev Shabbos and we're just not going to make candlelighting. But maybe that's something for me to work on for the coming year. I have a lot of voter to do, fine. But I understand now. Nishma. And when I see something, every time somebody brings us flowers as guests, I run to make sure I snip the ends and I put them in the water, and as soon as I see they start to get moldy, I wash it out. That's the nishma. Not because I won't do it unless I understand. It's because I understand you, and that's what you care about, and that's what you want. So when that happens and it comes up, I do it for you. I can do for you better with nishma. I can understand who you are with nishma. I can understand what you care about with nishma. It's not for my benefit. Naseh v'nishma is I'm doing it anyway. I want to understand because I love you and I care about you. I'm going to tie my shoes the right way. But why? Why is that important to you? I'm not going to flick a light switch on Shabbos. But why do you care? I want to understand you. That's the nishma.
We go to sukkah, it gets hot. Okay, B'seder, not I want to do a mitzvah. Did you say, I want to do a mitzvah? No. So God's mercy is fine. You want to see what it looks like when you want, so I'm going to make it hot for you. The second it's not good for you, so good, you leave. I didn't want you here anyway. If you weren't committed to me, I didn't want you here anyway. Dahainu. Ba'et she'yashivat sukkah tiyah kasha lehem. The second sukkah was hard for them. V'lo yargishu et noam advikut be'ashem yavitu v'yitzu. But they didn't feel it closest to a Kadosh Baruch Hu because that's not what they were looking for. So they kick the sukkah and they leave. When we're mitzvah, we also can leave the sukkah. I thought he was going to get the answer, he didn't get there, so we'll do that slowly. Kadosh Baruch Hu sees the tremendous joy. When we have the joy we feel when we're close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That we feel joy when we're close to Him. When it gets hot, it doesn't matter to us. We just feel close to Him. As it says, how strong is your Ahava. Even when we don't feel the Ahava. Even when we don't feel the Ahava in that moment. In the depth of our soul. Tamid yeshloat nikudat Ahava. I feel the nikudah of Ahava. Even in the hard times. Even the times where I don't feel it. We feel the nikudah of Ahava. Va'kirva la'Hashem, and the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. El shavim maximon. We know that, we still feel it, so it's cloudy that day. Kilo, the clouds are covering up the Ava. But when we go outside and there's clouds outside, nobody thinks the sun doesn't exist anymore. We know the sun is there, I just can't feel it. A real Jew, when a Jew feels, it's all of us are real Jews, when a Jew feels a lack of Avat Hashem, we know it's not that the Ava is not there, just there are the clouds covering it up and I'm just not feeling the rays of the Ava at a particular moment, but it's still there. V'lachin, kishetzarich latzeit min ha'sukah, when a Jew needs to leave the sukkah, libo koev bikirbo, my heart hurts, I feel pain when I have to leave the sukkah. Al she'enu zochel b'chinat nisuin v'dekut al-ilait, I feel pain that I can't be in the sukkah with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I feel pain that I can't be at one with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Imagine we had a kala this handsome. It was my wife's kala. I don't remember if I was the chasni teacher. I don't think I was. My wife was the kala teacher. We showed up. It should never happen to you. We showed up at the wedding hall, and there was a fire engine outside. And my wife asked me, she said, "What's the fire engine? What's going on?" And they said, "Oh, somebody got stuck in the elevator." And her face went white. She goes, "Who got stuck in the elevator?" And the person sheepishly smiled and was like, "The kala." The kala got stuck. It was, I don't remember whose wedding it was. I think I do. It was. Okay, that's what I thought. I had an image of that. So, yeah. So now he's chazan teachers for other people, meaning they went lechaya lechaya. They went from Kedusha to Kedusha. So I remember, and, you know, Kilo, imagine you made it to that day and you're stuck in the elevator. Imagine that for a second. And there should be nobody in this room whose heart didn't skip a beat when you heard it was the kala stuck in the elevator. Right? Now imagine when it rains. Say again? Yeah. We said who it was. I don't want to say anything more than that. It was a tough situation for everybody. Yes, particularly the kala and the chasam. But they made it. It was all. It was all good. They got married. Everything worked out. But everybody who's heard that, your heart skips a beat. That's how we should feel when we can't go into the sukkah. We shouldn't feel Baruch Hashem I'm pater min sukkah. Who wants to be pater from sukkah? My heart skips. It's like my heart skipping beat. I was about to go into the chuppah. I was about to go into the Kabbalah's plan. I was about to go into the chuppah, and it stuck. And I got stuck in the elevator. That's what it's like. That's mamish what it's like when I can't go into the sukkah. That I don't have that dvikut. That I'm losing out on sukkah. But the nations of the world, it's not, the dvikut isn't, it's not built into them. It's not planted in their hearts. The second the sun comes out, they kick it and they walk away. It's like a mashal. It's like a person on the day of their wedding. Again, it's the same concept. Nobody, on their wedding day, nobody cares if it's raining or it's sunny out. If you have an outdoor chuppah, if it's the sun is shining and you're schwitzing, you're not noticing the beads of sweat. Is it sweat? Is it tears? I don't know. I don't care. I'm just getting married. Who cares? If it's raining, what rain? It was. Did you get wet at my chuppah? I don't remember that. It was raining? I don't remember. Who cares? Who cares? And I'm looking down. There's nothing else in the world. My kala's walking down the aisle. There's nothing else in the world. Who cares? Ki agav chibat she'asacha ha'ashach ha'shuvah hazo takol etzloki ayin ve'efes. In that moment, nothing else matters. Va'afilu akrovim biyoter mevatrim al zeh. And the people who love you most, they don't care. Don't worry, the Ushpizin aren't leaving the sukkah either. Your Masada Kiddushin and your Adim and your fan, they're not leaving either. Nobody's leaving at that moment. Everybody's just crying. They don't notice the difference between the rain and the tears. It's all the same. Rak anashim azarim mistalkim l'sadim. But the people who you invited, who like, you were annoyed that you had to pay for their seats. We all had those people. You were annoyed that you had to pay for their seats. Don't worry. They're the ones who are getting up and walking away the second it starts to rain. They're the ones who are standing on the side because it's too hot. Those are the people. Those are the people who you had to include to be. And it was good. Covenant. You want to make sure. You want to make sure that there's no fights and clauses. So you invited them to make sure that they felt good about themselves, and you had to invite them. But they're also the second it starts to rain, they're walking away. The second it starts, but the people who are your best friends, your family, the chasam and kala. Who cares? Who cares? You want a different mashal? You want a different mashal bisman azeh? It's an amazing thing. I was talking about this with my mother. Bishatul Mustachar, we're hoping that one of my sisters gets married very soon. So I was talking with my mother, and we were reflecting on the fact that yes, that weddings during Corona are very painful because they're so small. But again, and I don't envy anyone who has to do it, but again, to reflect and to take the Nekuda Tova out of everything. We were talking about this, that there's been a beautiful reorientation as the weddings have become so elaborate and so extravagant and so overblown. Present company not excluded, right? Meaning anybody's been married beforehand, but there's a beautiful return to what a wedding was meant to be. Bare bones, what do you need? You need a chasan, a kala, a ring, a ketubah, edim, a chuppah, and a couple of family members. And no matter how strict restrictions are in Israel or in the chutz la'aretz, you can still do that. Because that's it. Everything else may be amazing, or may be extraneous, or may be extravagant. You decide where the line is. But we've been given a reorientation, a reminder, when all the fanfare is taken away, the ahava, and the dveikus, and the essence, and the etzim of what a wedding and a marriage is, in a way that I think is very healthy, in a way that I think is very important for us as Klal Yisrael. Again, I don't envy anybody who had to go through it, or who has to go through it. But again, take the Nekuda Tova out of it, and to see it from a different perspective. Those people who were never going to leave when the sun came out, who were never going to leave when the rain started to come down, those are the people who are left during Corona. Those are the people who are still going to be there. Those are the people who, if they have to, are going to stand there with their ear next to the tent, with the ear next to the gader, stand on a rooftop. Those are the people. They're still going to be there. Those are the people. Doesn't matter what the situation is. What, I was sitting on a rooftop? All I remember was how beautiful you looked under your chuppah. That's it. That's it. What rooftop? I was sitting on a rooftop? I don't remember that. I just remember how you looked when you walked in how the two of you looked when the circles were going, and when the ring went on the finger, and when ceramic. That's all I remember. Because that's all that matters. The Oto, we'll just finish this paragraph and then we'll stop. I'm sorry, we're really over time. How could stop talking about these things? Where is there to go? The answer is family dinner, and that's really important, so that's where I'm going next. But just to finish up the paragraph. Right, to finish up the paragraph. We'll finish here. The Oto davar bivein hamit ales bi'ahavim umitrapek b'cheiko shel aviv b'chinat v'yiminot t'chabkeni. So too, by a child who's surrounded by the people that he loves and is brought in by their parent. And like it says that your right arm comes around and hugs me. Does anybody pay attention to the weather? Until I thought about it now, did I realize how much I'm schwitzing here in the heat? I keep the fan off so you can hear me and so the people in the recording can hear me. I didn't even remember. I always walk out and my family's like, what were you like working out in there? What were you doing in there? I guess you were yelling really loud, like you're schwitzing like crazy. Meaning in the summertime, who can remember schwitzing? We're Yichud with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're Yisiva Shalom. We're sitting here with the Slonim Rebbe learning about Sukkis. Who cares if it's 100 degrees? Who cares if it's 100 degrees? Doesn't matter. I'm going to leave this? Not a chance. Not a chance. Vigam, what was the question? Ha, halavai. Challenge accepted. Vigam im yitzta'er harbe v'ne'elat lazov yasezot b'lev kaved. And if there's the trend is sar, and the heavy heart, if a person has to leave there, be'uti lo miva'et. But again, the Jews never go away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rak mi she'ein lo et hergesh hazeh yivriach me'amakom. Only a person doesn't feel this is going to go away. V'zeh ha'inyan she'atzadikim hayu yoshvim besukah. This is the idea that tzadikim, and this isn't necessarily for me. Maybe some of you are tzadikim in tzikaniyot, but this isn't for me. But by the tzadikim, yoshvim besukah gam be'et kishamim. They sat in the sukkah even when it rained. Ve'ein zeneged ha'halacha. They weren't going against the halacha. It's not it's the halacha that you have to leave if it's raining. But they couldn't leave because they didn't know it was raining. That's the chiddush. That's the chiddush. By them there was no rain. So they weren't putter from sukkah. That's the beauty. That's not for me. But I can strive for that. I can understand the beauty of that. I can try to get into that. Because their joy in sukkah was so great that they had no tzar. Bezrat Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us, that we should all go into the sukkah this year. No matter what our circumstances, it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. I told this to the Shana Aleph girls who were in Bidud this year. I said, it doesn't matter that you're in Bidud. Not the American government, not the Israeli government, not Corona, no nothing. Nothing can cancel Yom Kippur. You can't go to Minyan, but you can cancel Yom Kippur. Nothing can cancel Sukkot this year. That we go out there and we build our sukkah. And if you need to go online and go out or speak or go to and listen to a shir and find the minimum requirements and build your own sukkah in your backyard for the first time if you haven't done it before. Build a sukkah connected your bidud room if you need to. Whatever you gotta do. All you need is 2.5 walls and a little bit of branches. That's it. A little bit of schach. That's it. Just find it. Post. Somebody will bring it to you. Have that be their chesed. And build your sukkah. And then if you have time and you're stuck in bidud, then deck it out. Then order on Amazon, overnight shipping, there's still a couple days left. Order all the art supplies you need. And if you're not artistic, present company included, if you're not artistic, then just go and spend a lot of money and buy pre-made things to put up in your sukkah, whatever it is, or not. Or be like some of the tzaddikim who put nothing on the walls of their sukkah, because they wanted to just take in the walls of the sukkah. But wherever you are, with family, without family, with extended family, not extended family, with friends, whatever your situation is, walk into the chuppah of the sukkah this year. Become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu this year. Enjoy the joy of Havieni HaMelech Chadarav. Sit there with the Mesader Kiddushin of Avraham. Sit there with the Eidim of Moshe and David. Sit there with the extended family of Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. Let's walk into the sukkah and become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And for that we should be zocha, that we shouldn't need these constant reminders of what it means to be alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By learning how to do it and do it for real, we should be able to be alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with everybody else, together, as one, once again. Bezrat Hashem, by all of us, Shatav Mustaka, should all come to us, to be married, to be one with our spouses in sukkah, and one is Klal Yisrael again. Bezrat Hashem, Mihira B'Yameinu. Shkoach, everybody.